Gospel according to Mark. Glory to you, O Lord. As soon as Jesus and the disciples left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. He came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening, at sunset, they brought to him all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases and cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, he got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, "Everyone is searching for you." He answered, "Let us go on to the neighboring towns so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do." And he went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. You may be seated. Do I have any kids who want to come forward? Come on. And so if God created all things, how much power does God have? A lot, okay. Like a lot, like a little lot, or like a big bunch of power? All of it? Okay. If God has a lot of power, why is it that we think God can't do things? Okay. And why do I say that people think that God can't do things? God gave us free will, yes. He gave us the free will to make choices. Now, I know that there are a lot of people who are not feeling well, or they're sick right now, or they're going to have surgery. And we place a lot of power in our doctors and our nurses and our care providers, right? And rightfully so. But where is the ultimate power? In God. And I know I was talking to people recently who want to keep a lot of that power for themselves, and they want to take from God the things that belong to God, and they want to be in control of everything. And you know what happens to them? They get stressed out, don't they? Because there are lots of things we want to take on ourselves that we really should give to God. And sometimes healing is one of those things. Sometimes we have to give to God the things that are going on, the healing that's needed of mind or body or spirit, because God's the one who ultimately is in charge. And sometimes we give Him the power, but we don't really have the power. And I think in our readings today, when we hear of the majesty of creation and the power of God, it's a reminder that we need to give to God the power that we're just creations. So let us pray. Good and gracious God, we thank you for the reminder that you are the creator of all things, that you created us, and that you are the one who has ultimate power and authority. And
So, Lord, in those instances when we try to take over that power, and we try to take what belongs to you, remind us that we need to put things into your hands. We need to give things over to you and let you take care of them. Because, Lord, we don't have that sort of power. That power resides in you, Lord. And so thank you, Lord, for this reminder of how good and gracious and powerful you are. Thank you for coming forward. Why don't you stay with me, though, because we're going to do something I'm going to need to help. Okay? I want to sit right there for a minute. Let me talk to the rest of the folks for just a little bit. I'm going to need some help. Okay?
So, O Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of each of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, a rock and a redeemer. Amen. So not only did we have readings that talk about God and creation and power, but we have this reading in the Gospel of Matthew that talks about healing. In last week's Gospel, Jesus healed someone who was possessed by an unclean spirit. And do you remember how he healed that person? He spoke to the spirit directly and told it to be silent and told it to leave that individual, and it obeyed. And today, they've left the synagogue and they go over to the house of Simon and Andrew and Simon's mother-in-law and Simon's wife, and who knows how many other people are in this house. But Simon's mother-in-law is sick. She has a fever, and it must be pretty bad if it was bad enough to tell Jesus about it. And so they tell Jesus about this woman who is in bed with a fever, and he goes over to her, and he touches her. He touches her hand and lifts her up. He doesn't even have to speak. All he has to do is touch her, and she's made whole, and she gets up and starts to serve. And then that evening, once the Sabbath was over, the people started to come because they wanted to be healed. If I knew that there were a healer in town, I'd be rushing to him too, wouldn't you? And so they did. The whole town came out. They brought their sick people with them. They brought themselves if they were sick. And Jesus worked into the night until it was very, very late. And while it was still dark, he went to a deserted place to pray because he was undoubtedly exhausted and he needed to spend some prayer time with his Father in order to have the energy to recharge himself so that he could do it over again. And he's interrupted as he's trying to pray. The disciples come to him and say, "The people are looking for you." And his response was, "And we need to go somewhere else because they will keep looking for me. And my job is to go and proclaim the good news." And so he does. He goes out and he continues to preach and he continues to heal. It's been a long time since we've done a healing service. It's been about a year, and so there was a request for one. So what I'm going to ask is that if you desire to have prayer for healing of any sort, that you come forward, and these kids are going to help me. We're just going to lay hands on you. And if you have need of a prayer shawl is a reminder that you are not alone, that God loves you. And you wrap it around your shoulders as a reminder of God's ever-present love. If you'd like a prayer shawl, we'll make sure to get one to you. We have some here and we have some there. So I'm going to ask that we just be quiet for a few moments. And then you come forward as the Spirit moves you. And we will pray with you and over you. And as people come forward, pray for them. It's a reminder that we need prayer. We need to remember that God is in charge of our healing and to go to Him in prayer. And let us pray together.